Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Pappy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano, who is chasing the ball. Burleson reaches third base with a triple. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Money moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. Cooper moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Evans reaches second base with a double. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Paul Mitchell now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Evans scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pappy hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lizcano strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Watson is hit by the pitch. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Happy strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Money moves to second. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money moves to third. Two outs. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-2 in the game. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lynn hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing center field. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Ray Fosse now catching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pappy hits a line drive into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Paquette scores. Dwyer moves to third. Watson moves to second. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pappy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. 6. Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lizcano hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Wolford hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.